Colombian writer Gabriel Garcia Marquez once said that his book, 100 Years of Solitude, was a 400-page vallenato. That's a traditional music of Colombia's Caribbean coast. The songs are mini-epics filled with local characters, and the style stretches back 200 years. Beto Arcos went to the Vallenato Festival in Colombia and has this story.
It's high noon in Valledupar, the capital of Vallenato, and a traditional trio takes the stage. The Vallenato Festival has been held in the city that gives the music its name for almost a half a century. Its goal is to promote the traditional elements of vallenato, which is played on three instruments, caja or drum, guacharaca or scraper, and the diatonic accordion. In addition to a competition, the festival also includes daily concerts held in a 25,000-seat amphitheater. Among the headliners this year was superstar singer Carlos Vives, who helped popularize vallenato around the world in the early 1990s.
El vallenato está conectado con lo rural.
For me, vallenato is connected to the countryside, to the cattle rancher, to the farmer. That's vallenato. And then there's us, the new generation who have reinvented it. But when I talk about vallenato, we have to remember the minstrels.
And they go back to the early 1800s, when troubadours traveled from town to town, singing songs about local and regional news. Tomás Darío Gutiérrez is a vallenato historian and composer.
En el canto, se daban noticias.
Back in the day, the news was spread through songs. News that today could be transmitted in a matter of seconds. For instance, an epidemic.
In 100 Years of Solitude, one of the main characters learns of her mother's death through a famous vallenato accordionist. Gutiérrez says people may think Gabriel García Márquez wrote about a fantasy world in the novel.
No, él coge la realidad histórico, social, cultural de nuestro pueblo.
No, no. He takes the history, the social and cultural reality of our people and runs it through the sieve of fantasy and creates that monumental work. Many times the same phenomenon happens in vallenato songs. For instance, the song called The House in the Air, I'm going to make you a house in the air. It's the same thing.
The song tells the story of a man who wants to build a home for his daughter up in the air to protect her from unwanted suitors, so that only the one who can reach that high can win her hand. Up until the late 1800s, vallenato was played on Colombia's indigenous flutes called gaitas. When the accordion came to Colombia from Germany in the mid-1800s, it became the primary voice, playing four distinct airs or rhythms. Paseo, merengue, son, and puya.
Puya, puya.
Last December, UNESCO declared vallenato intangible heritage in need of safeguarding. Efraín Quintero, vice president of the Vallenato Legend Foundation, says that acknowledgement brings with it a big responsibility.
Producir una música que no se aleje de las estructuras melódicas y literarias de la música tradicional.
To promote and support music that does not stray from the melodic and literary structures of traditional vallenato. That said, I'm a firm believer that we have to evolve. We can't restrict or stigmatize new musicians. We just have to make sure that they have all the necessary elements of traditional music, and based on that, create new work.
The Vallenato Festival recognized accordionist Emiliano Zuleta and his brother, singer Poncho Zuleta, for their efforts to preserve the music.
Para que el vallenato siga las reglas, los parámetros del vallenato tradicional.
We must follow the rules and parameters of traditional vallenato to conserve its essence. That's the recommendation we make to new generations, so they don't disturb the truth about vallenato.
Singer Carlos Vives agrees. It's important to continue recording vallenato and encouraging younger musicians.
También es importante que no dejen de nacer juglares.
It's also important that minstrels continue to thrive, like Emiliano Zuleta, the Elder, or Carlos Huertas, composers that were born free of the recording industry, who were not born to make records, but to carry messages from town to town.
Vives says it's the peasant and the popular poet who will keep vallenato alive.
Manuel Polo,
for NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
Mi